Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Wait, is that enough for me to get to the right side pendulum for me?
Yeah, you get both of them. There's two on that side, yeah.
Okay. Your dwarf power to expand the walls.
Okay, I'll hit the one that
I'm assuming he's in the middle right by him, kind of. Well, it's kind of cramped in there right now. No, I don't think you do.
Can I command him to hit himself?
Try.
I have that spell.
Sure, you can try.
I feel like that's the best thing I've got from where I'm at.
Monster, I command thee.
Okay, I'm sorry. shit. Well, technically, command can't do that. God damn it.
No.
Can you command him to make us...
If he was in the air, I could command him to fly.
Fly!
No.
Fly. Knock it down.
Halt. None of that says bartender.
You say fly, he puts his head up and his tentacles start flipping around like a helicopter.
Halt would be good because then he couldn't attack us. He'd just hang out.
Yeah, no, he would. He would stop. He would stop in his tracks for one turn.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool when you made that dragon fall, though.
Yeah. It sucks when they're on the ground.
Stupid. Start flying, idiot.
So I can't hit him? So where are his tentacles at? Like, how come his are outside of that, or space?
There's, like, some here, then, like, above. So it's like a 10-foot room figure. 5 foot, 5 foot.
And it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk? You know all his languages, David.
I haven't had a turn.
Can you try to talk to this thing?
Too many pulling this rope.
Yeah, everybody let me go on this.
Can't you? Come on, guys. This is a whopper. We'll be the kings of the inn.
Okay, wait. No, I will touch
Rise so cool.
And give him a magic weapon. Give him +1 enhancement on his attack and damage rolls.
Huh?
Yeah. Woo!
So cast Burning Blood on me.
Did you have that spell memorized?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember? These are the spells I have memorized.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I actually never looked at that. I've never seen it.
Did you actually have that thing that
well,
I never checked?
It came up last time, too.
Yeah.
These are all the spells I memorized, and then I just keep track of them.
Yeah, it makes sense. I know how I do it.
Okay. So, yeah. Put my hand on your shoulder. I'm going to bless
you. Hey, buddy, why don't you hit it this time?
So, it's 1 minute per level.
Your weapon feels more powerful in your hands.
My weapon is more powerful.
I'll get you, you creature of the night.
That was a Bane Jimmy Stewart.
do a Bane vampire.
Bah, I want to suck your blood, see?
That's gangster.
Yeah.
That's gangster Bane vampire.
Gangster Bane Jewish.
All you gotta do is toss some Sean Connery in there.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, the Batman.
It was here that we were doing that, right, too?
Tell
we were doing that with, like, Cameron.
Say S-words.
And I was just like,
S-words.
Ah. There you go.
We're like, what are we having for dinner? And we're like,
tacos. where are you guys going for dinner? I slaved all day. I guess
the people of Gotham have found you.
I guess I'll eat tacos by myself as I watch Project Runway. I really hope Jimmy wins this season.
Alright, so yeah.
What, you guys don't think Jimmy should win?
I'm magic
no.
weapons.
I have no clue what the
I'm magic weapon his weapon.
Okay.
And that is
it is Mitchell's turn in his hawk.
Scorching Ray.
Sorry, what's a hawk?
Come on, Carver 2.
just roll with it.
I'm assuming 11 will miss.
You should be yourself with that one, Eric.
6 will miss. Yep.
No.
How many attacks do you get, Jesus?
3.
Bite Claw Claw.
Bite Claw Claw!
Shiver's gonna send me attacks too.
And then,
if
he doesn't move,
he gets to wing Buffett.
For 2 damage.
Alright.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, it's really irritating.
You're attacking the head, right?
In a couple levels, he gets the boost up to Jimmy.
Okay.
And I will.
It's fine.
A bardic song.
Tree burger in paradise.
He has to take a break to eat a burger.
Five foot somewhere.
For a ray, don't you?
You.
At work, where I work.
So,
Mento
shoots some magic missiles and they just kind of evaporate on the thing's skin.
I say, put that away. That's disgusting.
This
is the time for
rice.
Okay, we're gonna.
You gotta pierce harder.
So I'm gonna double attack
magic
on him.
Yes.
Oh, it's spell resistance.
Fuck yes. No, you only get the magic weapon on one.
One. That'll be the best.
Okay.
So,
magic weapon.
What just happened?
I don't know.
So.
A 16 and a 16.
So
32. So one of them gets a plus one to the roll. And then
one on the non-magical one, and then wherever the, and then 20, what was it?
4.
They're both 16.
Yeah, 24 on them.
Yes.
One's magical now.
Wait, you have 2 weapons?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has 2
weapons.
Why? He's
so cool.
He's a rogue. It was like, wait a minute, this guy's awesome, where's he been?
What?
So they both hit, or?
Yep.
Alright.
You're so good, you should go back to the
end. You're attacking the tentacle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Tell me which one is the magic
this
weapon.
This will be the magic
weapon
here.
Why don't we do 2?
These are the
daggers, man.
You get an extra one for the magic weapon.
Yeah, so 3 damage with the first one, and then 1 with the second.
You notice with your new magically enhanced weapon that it really looks like it hurts him.
Because he's a douchebag.
But when your other one hits, it like deflects off of it. Like, doesn't hurt it at all. So your magic one hurt it a lot more than your non-magic.
I'm just gonna yell, it's weak to magic!
Cemento goes, no, it's not!
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
Magic weapons.
And the young girls,
whoa.
I don't know.
Where
are we going
with this? That's
how it's hard. Come on, Bard.
Even magic in a young girl's heart.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's about
it. That end.
You believe in it, man?
Yeah.
Good guy, turn.
Because I hope you do. Loving Spoonfuls.
AC 13 probably won't
Taylor
be
Thomas.
David.
Fuck no!
That one definitely won't. That one definitely won't.
Yeah,
that one definitely will.
You suck, Octopus. You got. What are you trying?
AC 21 will hit Shivers.
Nope, Shivers grew.
Yeah, grew. If he grew, that means he has lower AC. So,
try talking to it.
Shivers turned into a Tarrasque, and he
6
still makes
points of damage.
Jesus Christ!
So
I'm really glad you held Shivers.
6
he
points of Shivers.
So, Shivers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a double Shiver.
Double
Shivers means it's Shiver's turn.
Shivers, he just goes. He casts magic on his teeth.
Shivers.
You should ask him to shiver your timbers you got.
Since attacking is not going to do anything, he's going to do a performance for them to try to enthrall them.
Okay. You get an attack of 2 opportunity times 4.
Four?
What did you just do?
What aren't you thinking? You just killed your pet.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, if Shivers falls down into the water, that allows me to get to the head. So I can
start
to
like that. You can stand on him and get some ice.
Yeah.
Some
shit that'll throw
Shivers
in his mouth. So he's got to chew through that for a couple seconds before he bites me.
5 for advancing. To Aunt Shivers?
He gets up and goes,
he had his t-shirt.
Feel bad for him.
Yeah, you should.
You probably just killed him.
No, they feel bad for him.
No, I don't. All right. I missed him almost.
Oh my god,
how'd that happen?
So while he's having a seizure, the tentacles are just going over him and under him. He's just
one hit him, kind of knock him over.
You just believe in magic.
You're just like, here, take my badger instead of me.
I forgot about attack of opportunities.
That octopus was like, fuck yeah.
Oh my god, this son of a bitch.
Kenny, it's your turn.
I still can't exact the head, right?
No, Shivers is still annoying.
He's still alive.
Get him out of the way. We're trying to do damage here. Not having to dance off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 2S on the head.
No, that should be.
That's a critical hit.
Yeah.
So I need to confirm it.
Come on, big.
Ah, yes!
Yep, but it'll work.
So was that time 3?
Then I got extra damage.
Acid damage.
Times 3. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, you guys know what we're doing critical hits wrong?
Feel the burn.
How's up?
We're supposed to roll the dice 3 times.
Really?
Yep.
For what?
If it's a triple, you don't just multiply it by anything?
I've always done it by times, so that's how I've always done it.
Yeah, that's
so you're supposed to do it 3 times, and then you add the
four,
bonus
six.
To it 3 times, too.
What's that, 14?
Yep. And then you add your...
3 times the damage?
Yeah, so...
I thought you just said...
I've always done it times, yeah, but I guess...
No, it's times 3.
So you always...
So what I say? What did I say that
was?
16 plus 4 times 3, so...
20. What?
You're at
that's
3 times your strength. What like whatever you like your strength bonus for this, right? It'd be 3 times that.
Oh, well, I already got the damage on here. That's already included in the damage I have. So it's overall.
What do you mean?
What's in my right?
So you rolled that 3 times.
I rolled that 3 times. 3d8s.
So you're at 12.
So it's a 28 damage total, and then the acidic.
The acid doesn't actually get doubled.
Okay, that's what I figured. And 2 more, so 30 points of damage.
Yeah. And he's acid.
And
his eye.
So you see Kenny go, we'll say he does a little flare.
Well, first
here.
You see Shivers dancing beautifully in the sunlight.
he Shivers dance and he flips them and flips over.
People have different definitions of dancing in that case.
and he looks at him and goes, ugh. So he like shoves it into the tentacle.
Comes out like it's a tentacle mouth.
You see it come out the other side, and you see a little spittle of, like acid pour out of the top, and the tentacle just falls off of him. That tentacle is dead.
Yeah!
And it regrows into another one.
Two more tentacles come
out.
It's next turn.
Sorry.
We thought it would be two.
David doesn't know this is the Kraski.
Well, that one's dead.
Which one?
The whole thing.
The top one.
Oh, so we won? Okay.
Nope, the other
so...
one. So it is. David, he gets to do something.
Hey, how about you shoot an arrow?
Do it.
Weird, I know. I start reading from the Akla book, the part where it's the incantation.
I still
have the ritual.
You can't. I have it.
No, I took it from you.
He gave it to him.
He gave it to me, and then I put my book in my bag and walked.
Oh, no, you actually have to do something useful.
That
would
have been awesome.
What if
I would have done something?
It would have got
this problem.
Attack of opportunity.
Who's next to me?
The
tentacles.
Two tentacles and a mouth.
And a mouth.
Do something. Smash it
for
everybody.
Just feed it.
No, Shivers, this!
Can I attack the mouth?
Alright, I'll attack whatever's next to me then.
Get that Shivers out of the way.
Shivers out of the way.
Shivers is our tank. He got leather armor on.
I'll attack whatever's next to me.
He still hasn't been hit yet.
My masterwork.
He's doing a good job.
Wait. Hit. Shivers is almost dead.
What's the, it's like, it doesn't like slashing?
What?
Yeah, slashing hasn't been working very well against it.
It is a longsword slashing.
Yes.
That's my best one. Okay. I'll take the Warhammer then.
You say cool quip?
I say, wanna be. Warhammer!
19.
Well,
is there anything special about the Warhammer?
It's awesome, because I own it. It's magical.
Anything really special about it?
Yeah, it's super magical, with all the magic.
All the magic plus
it
one.
It speaks Aklo rituals as it smashes into things.
Okay.
So let's give it, like, what, 5 times vicious? He takes...
Yeah, so you take damage from it.
So he does an extra 10d6, but he takes 5d6 in return?
Okay.
We'll do that.
All
right.
That sounds
awesome.
What's happening?
Dave's gonna die at the end of it.
Dave's gonna die, but he's about to kill this thing for us.
Okay, you hit.
That's in that game, I feel like.
Yep.
D8, right?
That's a win in my book. 5.
All right, you slam it down into it, and it doesn't want
to hit it. God damn it. I quit. I'm out of here, guys.
They're kicking people.
Get out of the way.
Go away, Kenny. Get him, Kenny.
Bye, bye, bye.
Tab it, your go.
Oh,
how long
did
that magic weapon
anything.
Last?
It was 1 minute per level.
Oh, so it's a while.
Yeah.
Nothing?
I guess there's
you can't
really
tap any more, other ones of us on the shoulder then? Something?
You have guidance by any chance at 0 level?
Oh, I should have used my Asperger.
What?
I got bull strength, but David really hasn't been doing that.
What are you talking about? I just hit that thing.
You
had
a shivers. Bull shivers.
Boiling blood.
One shivers.
I just hit that thing, but I didn't have a magic weapon. Next time I'm getting that Asperger out.
Okay. Well, actually, no, I've got a wand of bull strength.
Cool.
So
I have an Asperger.
I'm going to touch Rise with my wand.
Okay.
I'm getting everything out of this.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
magic.
Bull testicles. And
how much strength does he get?
4.
Probably. Yeah, I think it's not 4.
Tarring!
Yeah, it's plus 4.
Yeah.
4 strength.
It is plus 4.
So you can do damage and stuff now.
4 strength.
Yep, temporary 4 strength.
So basically, you get plus 2 to your modifier for your.
Actually,
your
play fair
yeah,
and mark
so
it off.
I get
plus
2.
Charges up wherever my character sheet went.
Hey!
So I'm sure you have the thing where you go off your dex plus to hit, so it won't affect that, but your plus damage will go up my plus 2.
Did we figure out what this thing is?
You could have talked to it, I
it's
guess.
It's a Kraken.
Right?
Sure,
you know,
alien octopus.
That weird
sure.
albacore's
language?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I tried to read a book, but.
Did you say albacore?
Yeah.
Oh, read from memory.
It's a mutant.
Crazy.
That. It's a mutant tuna.
Maybe I'll get a
bigger sword.
We're going to need a bigger boat, that's for sure.
I'll get a two.
That's not that many want.
All right.
Should get rapiers. They're like a.
Should get a scimitar and get that dancing skill. So you can
use that
damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Mentos' turn.
D6.
How much longer is your summoner?
Yeah.
Two more turns.
4 turns all together.
Does your bird hurt it?
Yep.
Why is he hurt it?
Because it's a magical bird.
Oh, damn. Phil is smart.
Botch.
It's a summoned creature. It's a magical bird.
So that
it's Carver.
Wait, nothing happens with the botch?
Yeah, something will happen. He won't be able to do the rest of the can he botch this person?
Let it go.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I'm the one that...
If I get screwed over everybody, guys.
Try to get past spell resistance for me. Make
do
it.
It.
10
yep.
of the dice.
Yep.
Yes.
Magic missiles.
Yes. Magic butter cake.
8 damage.
So we win, yes.
Lots
screaming.
Of manageable energy.
Shoot, I assume it all screams towards the head.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I haven't done this in a while.
Rise to the occasion.
Rise from your grave.
You have a magic weapon and you're powerful.
I'm strong.
That'd be... 21.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
And that'd be. That'd be an 18 and 21.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
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 Magical one.
Maybe a good James Hetfield. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Plus one from the magical weapon.
Yeah.
Another 2. So 4 total.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
That's
My boy, like, Blue.
Like, literally. literally, he's my son.
Yeah. That first hit kills the other one over on this side.
Yeah.
So you can attack something within 5 feet. So you got the two here. The
now kill Shivers.
Well, actually, yeah, way. Kill Shivers. Shivers. Actually, only got the other two because fucking Shivers didn't
work. Shivers, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'll handle Anil and all the amount of the
life here. 5 damage to the...
David can't get the animal controllers.
Do some more dance.
Shivers is his own boss.
All right. again, like...
We're a partnership. I'm not its master.
Yeah, they kind of resist it.
Maybe if I put both daggers in the same hand, so the magic one penetrates within the other one's right there, like,
yeah.
Makes a damage. Maybe.
Like DP. Gotcha.
How's this stuff set up here? Well, we'll just say Shivers. Actually, we'll do Ryze because Ryze has been hitting them.
What?
Ryze, AC 19.
It hits.
No.
This guy isn't all that powerful. He's just really tough.
I keep saying that song.
5 points of damage from a tentacle slap.
Feels like a wet fish just got smacked against your face.
I just got smacked with a wet noodle.
A bite to Shivers.
A wet towel.
16.
Uh-oh. Shivers. Shivers. Timbers.
Okay, I'm rolling low like you guys are. That is...
I think we've been rolling pretty good.
4 points of damage.
Server.
Still hanging in there, Shivers.
Yeah, I think you should dance again. That seemed to work out great.
Yeah. He got rid of all the attacks on the opportunity that he could have done on everybody else. Alright, it's Shivers' turn.
Defensive stance.
Okay.
Move him off!
Huh?
Hold the fence, okay.
Yeah. No, well, if he runs away, then they're
all
going
to
get
an attack
opportunity.
No. Does he know how to do that?
I don't know.
Have you taught him that trick?
That's a trick?
Yes, you have to teach him all that shit.
What, he doesn't know just to be defensive?
No, it's an animal.
Okay, so let's say I was not his master right now. And he
if he weren't his master, he would never get any
problems. Okay, but he has, and now he knows that. So what would he do naturally?
Run.
Well, he runs.
You wanted
to out
of
the
that?
Way. Well, yeah, I wanted to be in full defense, but...
I'm pretty sure you have to have that, I mean...
Is that... I don't remember seeing that on tricks.
I thought everything you teach them you have... Or everything they do you have to teach them something.
Well, I mean, I didn't teach him to breathe and he's doing that.
No, I don't be stupid like that, no.
Well, but look it up. Is is full defense a trick? Are you playing that stupid song?
trying to.
Yeah, lucky. Yeah, lucky. I think we're good at it. Now,
it just gets better from here.
Hey, Eric. What's your Wi-Fi password?
It's really long and complicated.
Yeah, it's the hexadecimal password.
That's all you type in?
Alright. The hexadecimal password.
Defend. I will defend you or ready to defend you even with any command being given. After you can command I will defend another specific person.
Maybe you should just throw him a magical dagger at its eye.
Guardian, heal.
Sounds good. We'll get it back.
Perform, seek, stay, track, work.
But if I miss, then I'm pretty much out of the fight.
No. I'll just cast magic weapon on, like, your foot or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got a bunch of weapons, but I only have one that's magical right now.
That's true.
I have two regular daggers, I have two punching daggers, two butterfly swords.
I can't cast it anymore.
Wow.
I'm armed.
That's a good reason.
You know, I try
that. That way I can throw stuff if I need to.
Well, what, did you just teach an attack, or did you teach, like, a specific thing here, I guess?
He knows fetch, attack, and perform. And he has dodge and his feet.
And he has dance.
Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance.
I'm a bad dance.
Dance.
I'm a pretty bad dance. Dance, dance, dance.
Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance. No, Anthony said that he approves of your Lance dancing only if you wear
it. I mean, it has the bend here and guard and all this other stuff. I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like it would have to be a separate check to me.
Hush now, don't you cry.
But the bend means that he can do what full defense.
Yeah, but, you know, well, see, defend and guard sounds almost identical to me, so that the animal defends you or ready to defend you if a threat is present.
But well, it's defending itself.
You lie yourself in bed.
Sure, right.
Pies up.
Yeah. Huh? I like the rapiers. They're an 18 to 20 crit range. They're D6 damage. They're only like 20 gold or something.
I guess I just want to make you
some. My guy's gonna be armed to the teeth. Like he's gonna
become super defensive.
I'm gonna like have a chest strap that's just nothing but daggers, so that way I can throw them.
It's up to you. You're gonna do that, or you're gonna run.
I'm gonna become Batman, basically.
All right. I need one.
We have butterfly swords.
Because
they're nice, because they're small and wide, and they double stack, so you can put two of them right there.
Because of the attack and the animal attacks, apparent enemy, you may point to fixed creature that you wish the animal attack, and it will comply if
able.
Normal an animal attack only humanoids, monsters, humanoids, and other animals. Teach an animal to attack all creatures, including unnatural creatures, that undead aberrations count as two tricks. So he would never attack that to begin with.
How about he just gets thrown away for free then?
No. I'll let you defend just because of it, but he won't be able to attack an aberration again.
Okay.
So he'll go full defense.
Well, it did a lot of good, so.
I didn't realize how bad
he was. Did a lot of good that he got in there. And... So what's that to the, what's the bonus to the AC for the
It's plus four, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it's minus four to hit or something like that.
Okay. Boys aren't gonna try to hit him.
Yeah.
Relax, child, you were there. We're listening, we're just also listening.
We're listening and listening.
So, okay. Your shivers can't attack aberrations anymore.
Just let me know when you're ready, like,
we'll
sing.
So it's Keith's turn.
Okay.
Yes.
So Shivers is what? He's just defensive stance?
Yep. He's in a little ball. He's hungry.
Can't really kill him.
God damn it. Can I handle him away from the fucking...
Try.
Can I palm him like a basketball
and move him?
This will be bad if he dies.
Especially since it'll be your fault now.
David's had a lot of loss in his character's life. He can handle it.
I don't know. I'm pretty irrational.
Well, yeah. You can handle it. I can't handle animals. You're right.
Well, if he gets too irrational, we just kill him.
It's true.
Try it. Then we sell the end.
Bah!
Hugh Coyle's going to be like, yeah, that's fine.
I still can't stab the face thing. Can I? The face.
No.
God, stupid shivers.
What's over here?
I just want to stab the biting bits.
That's what I'm kind of wondering. I mean, I guess there's an open spot in front of David, but...
Do backflip over.
According to the rules, you can't get close to 5 feet and still attack with the...
No.
Spear. But you said it was a spear or a mofo.
You have to be at least 10 feet away to attack with a spear.
Well, you're
trying
to move up.
I have to be far away to get it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But
well, the
can
bonus
I stand
thing,
down?
Huh?
That would probably take me too much time.
Well, if you delay your turn, I'm going to move up when it's my turn next.
That's good.
Delay my turn? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. All
right, David, your turn.
Okay, I turn around and say, hey, Kenny, what's going on, buddy? No,
slap you. I'm just close to slapping you.
Can I talk before I attack?
Depends. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say something in Aquan. No, I'll say something in Aquan, actually. I want to just be like, what are you listening to there, buddy? I want to say,
Try listening to Snowflakes.
Could I remember anything from the book?
Instead of just singing half the lyrics.
Like,
smiling next time.
Wisdom. No.
I don't know.
I
just want to, okay, just in general, Aklan.
So.
Aklan? Aklu? I ask what...
You gotta Aklan
what brought you here?
Yeah.
I say, oh, I never thought about that. And then I take out my aspirin,
you know,
and whip him in the
after
face.
I try to kill people, usually they don't want to talk to me that much.
It's true, we did cut off a couple limbs already.
Nope. I'm swinging around to tie myself up.
What brought you here? Ah!
Woo! Whoop-de-doo! Alright, your turn now.
Well, what am I doing?
It's like performance art. Yeah, okay. That's what we're watching.
Spear my phone.
Spear my phone! Not gonna happen. 11.
By the time I ask where to run this spear my phone is.
Imagine new dimensions!
Real lyrics are
yes.
Stupid words.
No, tap it, go, tap it, go, tap it, go, tap it, go, tap it, go.
I'm singing. Is there space now?
No.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So no one's hurt. Shivers is. She's almost dead. That's not what I asked.
No human is hurt other than him a little bit.
Cast Boiling Blood on this idiot. No, I want to save my spells. We just got
Cast Boiling Blood on Rice or Kenny and it hurts them.
No,
it's
true.
The
tentacle.
Nah, we just got down.
Yes.
I need to save my spells.
Oh my god.
Well,
so
your,
I still
your
can't,
weapon's
I still can't
well,
hit.
Everybody is in the way now, so you can do a cover spray and get everybody.
I'm saved. It's true. I love that idea.
Just kill everybody and leave.
Alright.
I'm done.
Bye. I still can't hit that tentacle on my right side?
No, because you got
Stop being so worthless back there.
I know. There's something to do. I got all these badgers in front of me. I'm going to move here, and that's my turn.
And assess the situation.
Mendo. What is it like over here?
No tentacles on this side.
Mm-hmm.
My turn.
Next turn, I'm going to go back.
Last round of the eagle.
Last
Make
round
it
of the eagle.
14 to hit.
Yes, that way.
10 to hit. Probably
last round of the eagle.
Get it in to do. Better make it count right now. Last round of the eagle. Boom!
And he gets it. Rise, try the missile again.
Is it bad that
he's upset? Eagle, because he died before he died.
I felt more
Say
lost.
Goodbye to the eagle.
The eagle disappearing.
Alright, so we wrote two new hit songs.
You see it starting to sink into the water.
Bye!
Magic.
Do I get a tiger opportunity?
I didn't say the leave, I said it's starting to sink. Bam.
I got my eye on you.
I got six
next to you.
And all the tentacles stand up.
What was
that? What was that dumb thing you said about this dimension?
Oh, yeah. Attack the one that I attacked already. That's unfair.
I'll help you see it through.
17.
Your place?
We're playing Pathfinder.
We're fighting a tentacle monster! This is no time!
Pathfinder? I'm being tentacle range.
We're playing Pathfinder at Eric's house.
Another 4 damage. And
magical Philip and Lance.
4. So I know 4 for the magical damage
okay.
One.
Would it be a acrobatics field to try to ride one of the tentacles?
Okay. Yeah.
Get a Legolas.
Sure, that would be a ride. It'd
be a grapple to start off with.
Why don't you run across the top of it and jump onto its head?
That sounds like
style.
Shoot arrows
into
it while you're sliding.
I mean, point blank shoot.
What did you do with the off one?
4.
Off one? Okay, yeah, whatever. Okay.
I have magic, so. I just like swinging.
Yeah. Good practice. If you roll 4, plus 2 would be 1.
Yeah. That's not how that works.
Well, most DRs scales a 5.
Oh.
For monsters.
Duh.
You shut up. You should make your badger do something.
He is. He's almost died several times.
Oh, Grick.
Last round of the eagle.
That eagle died. 14, 16 to Rice, Haroni.
Much.
Miss.
Miss? 16, AC?
Yes, that misses.
Dodge out of the way.
That's what I like to hide.
Biting shivers.
Doorways that I run through in the night.
Miss. Shivers.
The next child you were there.
Just defend him some more.
Okay. You know, you can move 5 feet.
Oh. Where?
Nowhere.
I mean, he's little.
I
like roll.
Jump in the air.
He can get into the.
Can he just like roll in between Rice's legs?
Are you ready?
I thought I could move 5 feet.
Another world.
Suddenly
you
hear
you
and see
I'm
this
little.
Magic.
You're not that little. Especially since you grew size.
Okay.
That's
right,
inspiring
lyrics.
Depends,
buddy.
Epic.
Actually, it's David now, because you guys switched left.
I don't have any magical... Oh,
if you guys are interested, this website offers the silent lucidity ringtone.
Oh. Awesome.
Kenny. All right. Kenny.
I can stab that thing in the face with a shotgun.
Kenny.
Big stab.
Kenny.
Here you go. Click.
Yes.
It pumps and shoot, but then it also makes a splash on his phone go off. He had it hooked up to his
big numbers.
He listened to his listening music on the radio in his car, so he plugged into his radio, and we were like, at nighttime we're driving, and all of a sudden it just like somebody sent him a text message.
The head crack.
You just click, and then boom, and it sounds like a little shotgun.
He comes up and
car,
kind of stabs it and goes through one of the eyes, and you kind of see it through its beak thing, and it just kind of slumps down, and all the tentacles kind of whirl around, and they
We finally put in the seizure.
Yeah.
Search the body.
Put something in its mouth. It'll bite its tongue off.
Wait, still got the rope, right?
Yeah, we should probably haul it out with the rope. Pull
yeah,
it.
It's all... It's,
what are we going to do, make squid armor? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it out there.
I just see David's eyes bright light up.
Is that possible?
He's squid armor?
Wait, David's got spell resistance.
Think about
maybe we can get
normal
weapons weren't affecting it.
Yeah. It has spell resistance.
Skin it!
Skin it!
Right. David, this is Pathfinder. Anything's possible.
Exactly. Skin it, eat everything. Eat the wall.
All right, let's yank it out of there.
Calamari.
Okay, first, someone needs to heal Shiver.
Oh, wait, you know, we were watching our back.
Oh,
this guy's going to come in and snipe us again.
Oh, good idea, Phil. I'll do that.
You know what? I will heal him, but I'm going to use whimsy.
Good thing I'm not the one in the back this time.
I don't know what that means.
It means that I might heal him okay, I might not.
Okay.
He might heal him really well.
Thing.
He might heal him really
well. Yeah, you used that last time too, didn't you?
Yeah,
alright.
So you do like a normal channel, then you roll a d6 for a strike.
Then you get an extra one.
I don't need that.
Well, you get an extra one if you get a.
Yeah.
What is it, a 5 or 6?
I got it written down.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Dice. Real dice.
Nice.
Can I just get.
Yeah, you can knife on it, see what happens.
Alright.
Choosing the channel energy.
Roll 1d6.
One
can't get your skin.
I try really hard.
There we go. Really
does anyone have a magic?
I don't think that.
Cutting thing.
Three or four.
You have anything magically slashing?
So it's just a normal channel energy.
Yeah.
Boo.
So what is that? 2 for you now? 2d6.
8.
Everybody gets 8.
Oh, we all did.
Yep.
I didn't even burn any, so I'm good.
Good. I only have 1 hit point.
You just feel really good about it. You just feel positive.
Ah, yeah.
Just enhanced.
Yeah. What if I try the Hungamonga?
What
do you mean?
Try the Hungamonga.
Are you trying to use the Hungamonga to skin it?
Okay. Same thing.
Just
I use the Asperger.
What is the Asperger?
It's just like a mace type thing.
I know. But it's magical.
It's damaging it, but it's not
like
me.
What if I hold it up to it and then try to cut it?
I would love to hear somebody with Asperger's talk about the Hungamonga.
It was invented in the year blah blah blah, and it just keeps going on and on and on. Does anybody have a magical knife that I can use?
I've got I can stab with magic.
All right,
I can
use my dagger.
I think I was going to say
he's got this dagger. I got this +12 dagger.
Thank you. I take the dagger and I skin it. The whole thing. You know
how long
I'm going to be here?
Yeah, because this you don't know how big this thing is yet, because you've only caught the
head. I'll take
just
as
take
long as it, as long as it takes to have enough to make armor out of it.
Hey, what's everybody else doing?
We're pulling it out.
I'm
trying to yank it out.
Yeah,
because
don't
so
we have to get it out?
So many
don't we have to get it out of the way?
So little time. Hey, if you want to go down there, yeah.
Do you want to aid GM or aid the party?
Did we
do
whatever you want? Ryan knows what's happening.
No, well, let's yank
no,
him
out. No, I'm talking about this specific situation. Of the
did we really determine that there was no other way to go?
Yeah, let's. Well, no,
like we
other,
have to move this thing out of
other,
the way.
There's other
graves, right?
Yeah, so we gotta.
Know. I just want some armor.
Let's haul it out of there. Let's get it out of the pit.
You're gonna have to like constantly
sure
keep that thing like
tangle
water.
It's probably gone by now. We could use the stairwell.
Well, if that's the case, then I won't want to use it anyway because
okay, so let's pull this out.
Yeah, so let's just not skin it.
That would last like a minute.
Just not skin it.
Skin one tentacle.
You just don't understand.
You know, like,
I don't.
Skin a tentacle like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator.
Just let me do it. It's fake time.
Is it fake time?
Yes.
Okay. Since we have to, I mean, we can just.
How long is it going to take for
hours?
Here, just skin one tentacle.
And do what?
What?
I can't do anything.
Why don't
we
just pull it out and
you can?
We can cut it up and drag it out later.
All right. Yeah.
We got to drag it out though.
Oh, we are.
So we're dragging it out.
Right now.
I don't think
we're dragging something
out. Go anywhere where it's at.
We gotta go down there though. No, if this thing was in there, there's a chance that something bigger is in there that's gonna eat that if we leave it.
It was a summoned beast.
Or there'll be a bunch of little things eating it.
It's gone.
Can I skin it?
Yep, it's gone.
You skinned a part of it. It's big.
Then do I have enough armor?
Nope.
Why?
It's like
you gotta keep going.
Keep going.
I gotta know what everybody else is doing.
Because you're out of the
magical
weapon.
Then we pull it out?
His spell lasts 4 minutes. How long can you expect to skin with a weapon?
And how many rounds did we go? Like at least 3. And each round is like 30 seconds, technically, I think.
I say, hey, Kenny, can I borrow your spare phone?
No.
Yeah, you would have.
That's my fucking. That's
well,
why.
Will you do it for
bread
me?
Bread and butter. No, I can't. You can't skin
you
with it. It's pointy.
You would have at the most. You would have at the most 2 minutes to start skinning. Until that wears off. The magic dagger wears off.
It's,
so
we
get oh, shit, I forgot I had this magic dagger.
Oh, yeah, weird.
I pull that out and use it.
Yeah.
Right. You use your magic dagger, you get
some. Can I use the magic wood?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Alright, I try to use the magic wood.
Alright, you make a split for
turns
one.
Turns out it's just mesquite, and it's only good for smoking. Barbecue.
Okay. Alright, fuck this thing. Let's.
Okay,
yeah.
You got some skin. You got some skin. That's fine. Not as much as you wanted.
Got
some
skin. Yeah, not enough for like a full suit of armor or something. You might be able to make something out of it.
We'll be back later. There's some magic wood down here. We
write,
got some.
Write it down somewhere, because otherwise
just,
you will
yeah, no one's going to remember.
What's it called?
Put his aberration skin.
Aberration.
I think you only got enough to make a hat.
Why don't you eat a small chunk of it? Underneath the skin.
You can have an extra arm. See that?
And then when
you
meet the mermaid,
check.
You
can
be an octopus man.
Can I do a nature check on it before I eat it?
Yeah.
See if it's going to be hazardous
edible.
Anyway.
Not even the greatest sushi subs.
That
no.
will be a
25.
This creature is not of this world. You have no idea what it is.
Better eat it.
You better eat it. Or we can just take
if
it back
it,
and have a crow eat it.
That's
I'll
how Master Wendigo says.
I'll take a very, very tiny bite.
Hey, let's just have Cameron. No, let's just have Cameron's character eat it.
Nope, already did it. A little tiny bite.
Do a fortitude save.
17.
You manage to choke it down, even though it tastes like nothing you've ever tasted before.
Out of this
and
world.
It's delicious.
Ass.
I ate the whole
poison.
Thing. It's poison. You know what I like to do with poison?
Stick it in buckets and carry it around with you.
How is it?
Hold on, I gotta dip my sword in this.
It's
out of this world. As Dustin said.
What did his face look like?
I wasn't happy that I saw
that. You know
can
how
I take
like,
the beak
little
out?
Kids look when you try to feed them hard food for the first time? That's what his face
can I take
like.
The beak out and walk around the
yeah.
No.
Around my mouth?
Yeah. My gosh!
Okay.
The beak is about the size of you, so yes, you can.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Alright, so... We're yanking it out, right? We yank it out.
Oh, yeah, it's out.
The best part is how he's going to get
the badger
back across now that his boots are worn out.
How much of the room does it fill up, or what are we...
What's the noise?
That's as far as you've gotten with it, and it's still in there.
What the hell? How am I supposed to keep going down there?
Is that, like, the central mass, though? Like, do we have enough room to get past it now, into the water?
Yeah, you can kind of get around it.
Can we drag it all the way into the pit?
Nope.
Why?
It's too big. Can't get through that little space there.
I expand the wall.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, weird.
Start cutting it up.
Yeah,
chunks.
Start cutting it up.
Start cutting chunks.
I can't. Right. I got like all I can do is like put holes in it. I can't really cut.
I'm gonna go down into the water to like.
Have you ever seen big
just like chest high and then kind
big
of
around? Stab for half an hour.
I'm
gonna
explore
there and we just
go
to
the
far
for half an hour. Let's go over the top of it.
I'm gonna go down.
But okay. It's not too dark, right? It just sits underwater.
It's dark.
What kind of
I mean, I have dark vision.
You don't see any of this.
Okay.
Dark.
What check do you want me to make?
Swimming to begin with.
Swim. I didn't light. See anything. That'll be at 23.
Okay.
Do you have a light?
And then what?
Yeah.
Can you light,
you
light up my spirit?
You make it about 5 shivers
I
in.
I just said we go back to the
stairwell. What? To go where?
Thing of air is just
the
like a little
way we came
thing
now, we go
that would
right
be good
up.
For him.
Why do we
want to
leave, though?
Not so good for you.
What can I still manage?
This place sucks.
Nope.
Because we need to try to figure out what it was that spawned and how to stop it.
Oh.
It'll be a 21.
And
I
didn't
feel like we got
track.
Anything down this
and
path.
And we have a list of people we need to track down.
Oh, that's
down.
True. We need to get that list of people.
Maybe we should go
down
just
here.
Tell what's her name.
I like how they're all arguing. I'm like, guys, I was
maybe
just in
there.
Send the Dark Knights down here and fuck this place. Send our expendable monkeys.
So what else did I learn? Like, there, I couldn't see anything else. There was just that little...
Did you make it up there?
Well, all pitch black from what you saw.
Shyness is a terrible answer.
Yeah, still pitch black.
Okay.
And the stairs keep going down in...
Well, David didn't listen to us anyway, so he's off on it.
Well, I think Mento has a good point.
So, like, if I could have kept going, would have... Like, what...
Well,
was there any place to... Like, did I see the water end at any point?
No one has to breathe water.
How far did you go down?
Water breathing or whatever.
He went 5 shivers in.
5 shivers. There's nothing. Do I
have no idea what that means?
Look up the average length of the badger and times it by 5.
Yeah, this is like a dire badger.
Well, then grab the players
and then
the monster.
And then in EverQuest terms, it'd be a rabid, dire, greater badger. So who knows what that means.
How far? So did you... Are you back?
Yeah,
he came back.
There's nothing on the other end?
Yeah, he shook off
more
like
water.
A dog.
There's more water, but it was too far in that
there's
you can't swim that.
Yeah, unless
no
any
breath,
of us...
No breath you could bring with
you. Well, shit, maybe
there's like a real little...
Then.
The part where Shivers got his breath isn't big enough for a person to get breath.
Is there... Are there little bubbles that come out of the ground that I
can...
Can
you convince Shivers? You should convince Shivers to go down further.
No, he can't breathe.
He can go back in that air hole. Just go a little further than he did.
Shivers has been through enough.
Shivers, go back down there.
And then I think we should go back out and investigate
yeah.
these names.
I guess so.
Because if we can't get down there, I'm not fucking swimming down there.
We can't.
I was freaked out enough just put my head under the water.
Well, he does have thick armor on, so he'll more likely not have to sink to the bottom.
What?
Yeah.
Plus he rolled a 3.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the swimming.
No, I do.
That short, dense man does not like the swimming.
That's true.
Let me take a quick.
Someone else dunk their head and see if they can make a better perception check.
I'm gonna make a quick.
I can. I'm
attempt to go into there.
I don't
know what you need to roll.
What are you doing?
Swim first.
I'm busy.
Oh,
so you're swimming down like David did?
Yeah.
All right. Go swim check.
Oh, 7. That's not gonna happen.
Nice knowing you.
Fuck this.
Yeah, you are running out of air, so you're gonna need to do. Oh God, what's your drowning rolls?
Drowning.
Yeah, I've been through
it's this. Ridiculous. He's gonna get out before he drowns.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna do it. I'm gonna just make another swim check, and that's to get back.
Okay, that's a little better.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
No, let's go.
Hey, what'd you learn that I didn't?
I don't swim as well as you.
Yeah, you don't.
Is this guy serious?
No, he don't.
No, he's completely useless all fight.
Remember how he botched his backflip?
No, he's done that. Right,
let's get out of
this.
He's
it.
Done
he
that more than once.
I like that. I like that. That was a pleasant young hat for. I like that guy.
Franz? Yeah, I only see good things for that guy in the future.
That's awesome.
Still living a long, happy life.
Yeah. You know, I've got this... I think my a friend of mine would be great with him. I think I should hook him up. All right, Shiver's going to my back. We're going to cross over this rope bridge.
You guys know they're dead, right?
We don't. Our characters don't know that.
Because I
they're dead?
Because I don't.
How do you know?
When I find out, I'm going to be like,
thank God, they won't be in my inn anymore.
I really wish you were
paying
there.
Customers and get them in there and get these guys out of here.
We don't have any paying customers.
Because those
all
those
tables
they
will have to replace every time Franz comes in.
Well, actually,
Franz can't break any tables.
Yeah, he can't even touch the tables.
Franz comes in every used to come in every day to check for magic tables.
I really like your character, though. Of course,
so me and Shiver, we're gonna go through this bridge and just
what?
Get out of this place.
I'm glad I got to punch somebody in the butt.
I'd crack it up. I'd crack it up. Your first line, like, where's the coffee?
you shatter that person's pelvis, that's going to be something,
yeah,
right?
I had two things on my bucket list. I died a happy man. Happy dwarf.
Whatever happened to New Process?
Yeah, that's true. Was, for being a minor, this guy's actually kind of smart. Too bad he's dead.
He was smart, he just wasn't wise.
Yeah. I would have ran, but...
Alright, well, what are you guys going to do?
Alright, we're going back out of there.
The thought of surviving with Martin was just too much.
Alright, for time's sake, we want to say if we just does a 20 and goes across.
Badger.
Well, Badger is
him
pumping
dead.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, I think it's good to do.
Alright, so we'll say you guys are back over here.
Drain out that water.
And this guy came with you.
Swamp Thing.
We're coming back and cutting him up in 2 weeks and taking it back. Can't feed it. I would have preferred it was an actual octopus.
Why?
Then we could have ate it.
Yeah,
we could cut this magical skin up and make armor.
That's true. That might be good.
God. It like fizzled out his magic missiles the one time.
Yeah. I agree with the skin.
I couldn't stand it. You could have hit it with a normal weapon, so...
I agree. Skin's a good choice.
Do we get out?
Yep.
So should we check these other grates, or should we go leave?
I think we should leave. I think we need to investigate those names. I felt like we...
I think you guys checked all the crates.
Yeah, I felt like we checked that
I
area.
I think I spent a real long time down here.
Yeah.
We did. We did spend a very long time. We
so
can't
let's just go back.
I think we should go out. I have several things I want to accomplish on the surface.
Like what?
You'll find out.
Yeah, nothing useful.
We really... So we got the names. What else have we got down here? Nothing to do
with... Well, you guys haven't looked at the books.
And that one guy escaped.
We know it's fucked up down here.
You know there's like a ritual, but you guys didn't like... understand the ritual at
if
all.
Only the person that could understand the book had it.
You know what? We need to get out of this goddamn
that's what I said.
Cave before you can attempt to look at the book again.
Well, I already said that.
How about
well,
just having the badger
since we're down here, though,
hole,
we...
we'll go
that's a good
and
idea.
Come back for
Shivers
later.
Shivers digs another hole.
Okay, dig up.
What'd you find, buddy?
Grubs!
I ain't sure.
So should we check
me
these
and
other
Shivers
games?
Leave. No, me and... We're out of here.
We're not.
Roll a reflex save.
You're not coming. That
would right. be a 23.
You walk up and your movement's hampered, but you dodge all the cow traps that he left on the steps.
Yeah. We didn't just follow this idiot.
I'm not following him that fast.
We didn't check out the other grates over here.
It's kind of walk slow.
Yeah, we couldn't get through them.
We didn't try to go through
them.
Yeah,
we did.
We tried to bend them.
David
did, yeah.
Yeah,
then he. Said, this was hard.
He tries to fit in anything.
So, I bet I can squeeze through this one. I did almost it!
Can I pick up all the cow traps with the guy left?
Yeah.
So, I guess we're
alright, so this. Since he ran up ahead, you guys catch up to him and he's picking up. Well, one, two, three, four.
Guys, free cow traps!
finally, adventure and paying off!
His OCD is finally taken for the worst.
But sometimes
one,
I really
two,
question
three,
where I'm with the city.
Because I'm fun.
I've been saying that for a long time. I've only been with you guys for 2 days.
Pretty much. Alright, so you guys are officially leaving this underground place?
Yes.
Yeah,
I never
I
want to return.
So.
Wait, let's have a Kenny solo adventure where he just investigates
the grates by himself.
Yeah.
He never wants to return.
We'll come back. I know, because I want to go up to the surface and see if we can find a way
sure,
to
I'm
breathe underwater.
Sure
you come back down.
Because David wants to make armor out of that thing.
yeah, we're coming back as soon as we're going to send in
we'll
Dark Knights.
I say
we'll send in Dark Knights to come down, chop that thing into big chunks, and bring it back to the end.
I
gotta go to
church. I think there's like three of them left.
I gotta go to church.
What day is Hugh Coydle's
Holy
Sabbath
day?
He doesn't have a Sabbath. He's not like a guy that wants people to worship him like that. He's more of...
He's a go-getter.
He's like doing your actions.
That's right.
Will wipe up someone's ice bag, I think.
Spreads
a hat.
Spreads our innkeeper doesn't worship.
Alright, so we get back out of the hole.
I knew a guy that used to worship Abadar. That guy sucks.
Alright, you guys get up. And we'll say you get outside the building without me drawing it again.
No, Abadar, not the person.
Oh, and it is a
It's actually a lot later than you guys thought. It's actually the next day. You guys were down there a lot longer than you thought.
I am tired.
Let's go back to the inn, get some dark nights.
There's a very cold drizzle going over. Overcast skies, raining a little bit.
Is it day?
No,
Is it day or night?
It's day. It's the next day. So you guys were down there a whole night.
Tan! I go see Tan. I have questions.
And what's everybody else doing? Well, David running
off. Well, I imagine when we come up, there'd be at least one dark night still.
There are no dark nights.
There's no
none.
Not even in Kershaw anymore.
Nope.
Shit. What happened?
Tans.
Where's our...
Is there... Okay, I'm going to look around and be like, didn't we have people up here waiting for us?
Yeah, we did. When
so I'm going to look around to see if I notice anything out of place, like blood, you know.
Just the blood from...
Your nose.
From when we got punched at by people.
Any tracks or anything where it seems like a last group, one specific direction?
Signs of the struggle.
Give me some perception checks.
Did I hear there were no dark knights?
Yeah.
There's none of them up there waiting for us.
Well, then I'll have a Coke.
19 perception.
Okay.
What did everybody else get?
19.
Mine as well. I was like,
I don't fucking like to roll anymore. I really don't.
I can't
so
wait
angry.
For you.
I get 11. So 16 for me.
18. You guys are getting the impression that the Dark Knights left in a hurry because like stuff is just laying all around.
Like they left. From
you know, when you look around and you don't know where the Dark Knights are, you go, "Huh?
I got a 27."
All my knives are where?
I got a 27. So
I meant to pick those up. All I need is the 20s.
All right.
So yeah, you get the impression that they all left in a hurry because I mean, like all their like. Think of like your typical stuff for like barricading and stuff. All that's like half-assed up still. It's like they were still because when you guys first got here, they were just starting to quarantine off the area. It's like they stopped in the middle of it, and everybody just left.
They all go in one direction. Can we see tracks of them going?
Survival check.
You can't really see tracks. I mean, it is a dirtier part of town, but I mean, there's tons of tracks going all over the place.
Well, I guess let's go check back at the headquarters then.
Do we tired? Do we feel like we need to sleep?
I'm running the tan.
Tan.
I have weight on that.
I have three questions. No, I'm already doing it. That's
one. How do you armor? Two. Make sure we're some slippers. Three.
Oh, four. I have four questions.
Wait, why are you so three? Is my armor done yet?
Five questions.
We gotta go figure out what's going on in town. You can't just run off yet.
I already did.
We're skinning that badge.
Oops.
I could use it. Yeah.
I tried to kill him off for you guys. Yeah. Of course, then he'll get another badger.
I'm gonna imagine it's gonna be at least a week or so. It's gonna be at least.
Well, he's lucky it's not like the other editions. When they die, you take permanent stat losses.
Oh. Like a wisdom damage.
No, it's a constitution, I think. So you lose hit points.
I would. Could we make a fake?
Like
could we stuff
Vick
a badger? Could we stuff
of the animal world?
And then you can't hear this. Your character's not hearing this because you already took off.
I'm already tip.
We could. Can we stuff Shivers and then like magically make him move? We could maybe mage hand.
We can have Bernie's.
Yeah, we could maybe. We get a Bernie's.
We get a Shivers.
Could mummify him.
What would be the significance of that?
Then we have control over him. We don't have to deal with
him. Bernie's? He would do that fun dance. The Bernie.
So like when somebody's pitching an idea for Weekend Bernie's 3, and it's just the skeleton.
Yeah. Just the skeleton comes out dancing.
I've never seen the whole show.
You are missing out on
that. Not really.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know how
I hope they do a remake of it and they should have Charlie Sheen be Bernie. And he just dies of cocaine overdose. Because that's pretty much what happens, isn't it?
Just like real life.
Or does he get shot? I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
I used to have the poster in my bedroom.
I don't
you
remember.
You did?
My dad used to work for
Bernie.
I couldn't remember if it was a cocaine overdose or if some
my
guy
dad,
just came in and
Bernie
shot
him.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.